Blog Talk Radio.
For you right now in the little country of Orangeburg, South Carolina. We don't have any guests online at this particular moment, but I'm looking forward for them to be calling me at any time. The 7:20 night is still going to be operating on last night. We're going to talk about family, dads and family. I'm going to open up with the scriptures. This is going to be Psalms 100. We can go off and march into the Lord, all ye lands. Heard the Lord is glad. What is for his presence this song? Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that leads us and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his cow. Enter into his court. Get into his gates with thanksgiving, and he took his coat with praise. Be thankful to him and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth shall endure to all generations. Lord in heaven, right now, Lord Father, we come before you in your precious name, Lord God. We ask that these airwaves be opened up for thy people, Lord God. For those people that's not on the line tonight, Lord God, and those people that's coming on the line tonight, Lord God. You know all their needs, Lord God. You know all everything they need, Lord God. I'm asking right now that you move in a mighty way. Lord God, I know we're supposed to be the spokesperson for you, Lord God. And it's just up with us. You give the authority to us to speak things into their life. We are speaking right now into the atmosphere, Lord God. We are speaking into the atmosphere, Lord, that the manifest and open up your Lord God right now. And it's going out through the atmosphere, not only in Orangeburg, South Carolina, but the whole state of South Carolina. Lord God, and our neighbors, North Carolina, Georgia, Florida. Lord God, touch them too, Lord God, and let his word go forth tonight. We want families to come back together as united as one, Lord God. And we thank you right now for it, Lord God. We want mothers and fathers to be focused on their children, Lord God. And we thank you for it right now, Lord God. We focus on you in your precious name, Lord God. Jesus is the answer. Jesus is the answer, Lord God. And we know this, Lord God. And we connect our Holy Spirit to him this night, Lord God, that you will go forth in a mighty way. Open the ears, Lord God, and open the eyes, Lord God. Give them the wisdom and the knowledge and the understanding. Give them now a gap in love, Lord God. We ask you right now, Lord God, that this message will go forth throughout the whole universe, Lord God. We're not only praying just for the people in the United States, Lord God, but we are praying for the people in Jerusalem also, Lord God. You said in your word that those that bless Jerusalem, those that pray for the people of Jerusalem, that they shall prosper with their powers, Lord God. And we receive that tonight. We pray for the people of Jerusalem. All the troubles and things that they are going through right now, Lord God, we ask you that we move out of the way and the good things be manifested in their lives. I know there's a lot of times coming back to Jerusalem. Asking that it would provide a place for them, Lord God. Asking that it would be a divine shelter for them, Lord God. And then the medicine and all the needs be met, Lord God. And I thank you right now. I'm looking forward right now, Lord God, to everyone that comes on the line tonight. That we can move in a miraculous way, Lord God. That everything will come forward in place for you. We are doing this for you, Lord God. For you, Lord God. And thank you right now that we have came to the technology right now that we can bring in our friends, Lord God, and they can manifest in the word, Lord God, and that we can do such a thing like that. Because, Lord God, one time we couldn't do it. You said in your last days, Lord God, we can spread the word out to all nations, Lord God. And we thank you right now for those nations, Lord God. And we thank you. Lord God, we love you with all our hearts, all our mind, all our goals, exactly for what you did yesterday, what you're doing right now, what you're going to do tomorrow, Lord God. We just bless your name, bless your name, bless your name. And we ask you right now that our Holy Spirit is coming on the blind and that with the nexus, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and sit on the right hand of the Father, interceding in our behalf. He had to do it, but he did it. Interceding in our behalf. And we thank you right now. We thank you. Interceding to the Father. And Father, we love you with all our heart. We give you all. We give all to you. And your precious Son, man, we do pray. Our spirit. Connect us to his spirit. And we can connect to his spirit. And I cry out. Help us, Lord God, in these times. There's so much going on that we don't understand. Give us the understanding, Lord God. Put the angels around everybody, Lord God. 10,000 around you, Lord God. We'll cover them. And put a wedge in their head. This is in your will, only your will. Amen. Lord God, we thank you tonight. Oh, Lord God, I thank you. These people study coming in, and I got a caller, 5014. Who is this on the line tonight? It's Nathan. Put him on the spot. Hello? It's 1-4. Six 1-4-5-0-0-4 live on the air. Hello? Hello? Okay, they don't want to say nothing. 6-6-4-8-4-4-6 live on the air. Hello? Hello? I need to know. I can't run this station. I don't know if I can contact people. Hello? Okay, nobody don't want to say nothing. All right, well, we're going to continue. The subject tonight is family, called God, and we want to discuss family. Family is very important to people. And right now, I feel like the family is being separated. And the issue that we want to put out before the airwaves tonight is how can we bring dad back home to their family? How can we keep the father in the house? Well, what is the problem? Where did it start? What can we do to fix it? These are the issues that we're trying to discuss over the airwaves that we can't discuss sometimes when we go in worship houses. We want to bring these issues. If we can discuss them now, when we go to the worship house, we can get a better understanding of what the man of God is delivering out to God's people in these times. Because we are in rough times right now. And I thank y'all for coming on the line tonight. I hope that y'all will participate. But what's going to make this show work is you participating in the conversation as we go along. We only have 30 minutes for us to move to 2 hours. We need participation. So if anybody have anything on discussing these particular items, or just please speak up. So I think if I'm not mistaken, everybody that's on the line right now, I have their lie. So when they speak, we should be able to hear what you say. Anybody? I wonder if I got a problem with my phone. Anybody? It's just a test show. Got to get it right. The only way I can get it right is I get feedback because I don't know entirely what I'm doing. I'm trying to learn it. I done take the classes and everything, but for me to understand it, I need feedback from the people that call in. I got to know that my guests on the line is hearing what I'm saying. Just say hello there.
Hello.
All right. Thank you. I've been wondering. Thank you very much. You ain't got to say your name or nothing. I just need to know that what I'm doing here on the computer is working. Okay?
Yes. Yes, it's working.
It's working. Okay, then. So this will be the first call that calls in. It's 5004.
It is.
Okay, then. So, would you like to, you live on the air, it will be recorded, it will be released on the airwaves in about an hour after we get off of the broadcast. But in order for me to know that this radio station is going to go out and be broadcast out, I need feedback from the people, because then I'll know how to move to the next stage. And that's why I email certain people, ask them to call in. It's not going to be a whole lot of people on the line tonight. It's a test for me to move, know when to bring the song in, know when to bring you in. And, you know, this is what this is about tonight. It's not that I'm trying to put you on the big spot, but there's a message got to get out there, and we can be part of that message. And now somebody's calling in on my phone to ask me a question, and I ain't got that good yet. You still hear me, right?
Yes.
Hello? Okay, then.
Yes, we hear you.
Okay. Would you like to say something?
What's the topic?
Family. Dad separating, leaving mom, leaving the children, going astray, ain't coming back home. Anything dealing with the family? That's the topic for tonight. We want to find out why is men leaving home for little issues. Not big issues, but little issues they're leaving. And we want to find out what can we do? What can we put out there? What prayer can we make? What can we really do to find out why so many? There's more divorce going on in the worship house now than in the secular world. You know, one time we understand these movie stars, they get married for 6 months, the next thing they broke up. They get married for 2 weeks, they fall out the next day. But why is it happening in family? Why is dad leaving home? Why the woman says she can do it all by herself?
Well, there is a reason.
You lost.
There is a reason.
Okay.
First one.
Hello.
The first reason is the wife. Why is the wife the first reason? Women think they can take man in place. They will never, ever be a man. God working headship. He don't change for no man, nor no woman. You will never be Christ. You will never be God. So we must work in order how God does.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah.
He's still talking. He's finished.
I just paused for a moment.
I think he's still talking. He was telling me. So I'm gonna bring. This is 707, right? I'm gonna bring 707 in live too. So when he finished talking, you can talk. Okay. Go ahead, sir. Finish. The first caller.
Oh, I was just saying, if we don't learn to work in order, because the man, no matter what, if that man is a sinner and going doing all kind of stuff, if that woman is a woman of Christ, she prays to God that this man be saved. Not beat up on her, not defile her, not put her down, but because she must have this, because if he's not in Christ, then she must be in Christ. And that don't mean getting no black eye. But at the same time, if this man is in Christ and she's not walking with him in Christ, she's out of order. And the woman say that I can do everything that a man does in the realm, pretty much, they are out of order, because they're a specific realm for men and women. There are certain things that men and women can do. But we all need to know that. And God will give you the wisdom, the understanding. If you desire your wisdom and understanding, he's not going to force it on you. But he will not change for you either. Simply.
Okay. The second call, you want to rebuttal? Let me explain what the topic was going to be tonight. We on dads and family, and that why is the man leaving the house and leaving the children and leaving the wife there, and vice versa. I know in some cases, I was talking to people last week, the lady said, I'm sick. I'm just going to leave. It's over with. It's finished. I don't want nothing to do with family no more. And they are leaving, separating. And there's more people separating inside the worship houses than out there now in the secular world, the people that's out in the world. You know, movie stars and all that, they get married 2 or 3 times a week and separate. Within 6 months, spend $1 million on a wedding, and all of a sudden, it's over with. You understand that? But why is the people in the worship houses separating like that? Santa Cole, you can go right ahead. Oh. You lie.
Well, I agree with the gentleman about the order. There should be an order. I agree with that. That spirit, that's in the word. There is an order. But when you refer to the church house, there are spirits out there. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but you know, principalities and spiritual wickedness in high places. And see, the people out there in the world, the enemy has those people. So he's trying to lure the people of God out of the perfect will of God. So you're dealing with a lot of spiritual stuff, and then you got to do some spiritual warfare. You got to cast down those strongholds, whether it's witchcraft, whether it's fornication, lust, whatever it is, because it's luring them out, and they are like if you look at it, a lot of times you can't tell the Christian from the world because some of the Christians are doing the same thing as the world, and it's not them per se. It's the spirit that's drawing them, and it's like this: that you can yield to good, or you can yield to evil. And a lot of the people of God are yielding to evil. They're not seeking God's face like they used to, like the people of old time did. Some are. I'm not saying everybody, but some are. And it's just the enemy is luring them out. He's deceiving them. He's tricking them, and they want to taste the world. But you can't have both worlds. You got to serve God or serve the devil. You know, you have to make a choice. And a lot of it's because of spiritual wickedness, and they're being lured out of the will of God. That's what I want to say right now.
Okay. Now you brought up another subject. You telling me the enemy is going inside the worship house and putting spirits on people to bring them outside of the worship house?
Listen. You have a choice. You know, we are free moral beings, and we have a choice. We can yield to the will of God or yield to the will of the enemy. Now, we can also resist the devil, and he'll flee. But a lot of people are not resisting. They are yielding. They want to test the waters, and you can't test the enemy's water. You can't play. You don't play with the enemy. You got to get in that word. You got to pray. You got to fast. A lot of things you got to do as a part of this Christian race. And a lot of us as saints of God are slack when it comes to doing what we need to do to be victorious on this walk.
So you're saying we lukewarm?
Some are, and you can say that they are, and some is they don't know how to fight, and they need to be taught how to fight.
Okay, now I like that one. You saying we're not being, a lot of Christian people are seeing the word of God being taught how to fight against spiritual warfare.
Right. And some are just lazy. They won't get in that word. They just like you eat every day and you got to nourish your natural body, you got to nourish your spirit man. And a lot of people are not doing that. You know, they want to feel good. They want to shout. They want to sing. But they don't want to do all that they need to do. They won't press in and do what they need to do to be victorious. They won't press in. They won't take the time and read and study the word, see what the word has to say about different situations and not what people say per se. Because everything that people tell you is not scriptural. So you got to get in that word and know God for yourself. That's how you know God. It's through his word.
100%. I agree with that 100%. I definitely agree with that 100%. You're right. Anybody else want to? Everybody right now is on the air live. So when this particular interview stops, you can come in and speak what you have to say. If you want to do a scripture, I already did the 100 Psalms, already prayed before we came on the line and as we was coming on the line. But if you want to do a scripture, we got about 10 minutes left. We only have 30 minutes for the first radio broadcast. Hopefully it'll be longer next week. But if you want to do a scripture, do a testimony, you want to pray for somebody, we are open now for you to do that. Hello? Anybody got any prayer requests or a scripture they want to read or they want to still continue the conversation we was having? Why is men leaving the family? Why are women leaving the family? Why there's so much divorce coming out of the worship houses? Caller number one.
Yeah, I go again.
Go ahead, caller number one. I hear you.
Well, if you can remember back 40 years ago, what did you
say
do
as
a little boy?
Say that
you
again?
Can remember back 40 years ago.
Okay.
If you that old, what would you do or what would your parents do at some of the things that we see now?
You were
just not talking about the church house.
Yeah.
God to take care of your house before you come to my house.
Yes.
Yeah. The old folks used to make sure that we prayed before we went to bed, read the scripture,
in
the morning before we went to church.
Yeah.
Now, that don't say that we still didn't go up in the church house devil. I can tell you myself, when I was young, I was in there for a little girl. I ain't care nothing about what the preacher has said. I was looking at blue girls, you know. And I say that to say this. You still got to have the right spirit, even in church. And some people be in church 30, 40, 50, 60, some 70. And they say, I've been doing this all of these years, and I ain't going to change. But those folks, hell awaits you. Bible says a fool never change, but a wise man does, or a woman. So if we don't change, and like the young lady is not saying, I should change, what you done did, you can do something different tomorrow. But it's up to you. You give it your free will. Now, if you want to get pulled over to the other side, or as he says, I would give you over to your own one and let you handle your own one. Now, if he's going to give you over to your own one, you really on the fast lane that you really don't want to go. Our best move for the family, I think, is like the young lady said, get in the word. And the word ain't that man or that woman who's supposed to be up in this so-called pulpit. Because the first pulpit is your house. Because 90% or more is out here for the dollar. They ain't out here for the soul. So if you don't give it the Lord to help save your own soul, you will be hell bound. Simply.
Okay, we got a call a drop. I don't know how she got dropped, but she got dropped. We have a new caller on the line. And we're going to give you a chance. We're going to tell you what we really was talking about. We was talking about men leaving their families, separation, and all the divorce going on in the worship houses. But then we asked them for prayer, so we've got about 5 minutes left. So if you want to say a scripture or say a prayer or anything, or you have some prayer requests, and the new caller, we got another caller came back in. So, okay, we dropped one caller. Now that call is back. I'm learning it. Let me see if I can put you back live. Okay, you're back live too. Did you want to say anything else about what was going on before you went, before we dropped the call? 707-3355. Okay, they don't understand that. Okay, 398-6584. You call them on the line. Thank God for you. Just say hello, and I can know you're on the line. That's all you got to do. If you don't want to say nothing else, but I got you live.
Hello?
Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah.
Yes. Is this your time?
Go ahead.
Well, is this prayer time?
Yeah, yeah. You can pray.
Well, okay. Well, I can say for those of us that are in Christ, the true believers, we are created in the image of God. We are spiritual beings created in the image of the Almighty God, Yeshua HaMashiach. Let those that dwell within the righteous and the realms of the Holy Spirit, let God do his will. And that he will prepare us for whatever the will of God to be manifest. For whatever God has ordered and ordained, he will maintain and sustain. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, henceforth and forevermore. Thank you.
So we got 707-3355. You back. I know you wanted to say something before you dropped, before the call got dropped. You're back. You're live on the air.
I just thank God for what he has done. And praise him continually for what he has done. Regardless of the obstacles that life has presented, just read the Bible. Call on God. Be steadfast and unmoved in the things of God. And God will do what he said he will do. Thank you very much, and have a good night.
Okay. So, you leaving the line?
Yes, sir.
Okay, then. All right. You got 2 minutes and 36 seconds left on the line. Anybody want to say a prayer, or how do you want to close this out tonight?
Evangelist Hampton on the line.
Oh!
Evangelist Hampton?
Yeah.
Yeah, and I'm just saying it would be nice if we can keep in mind what Joshua said concerning the house. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. And I believe that if God bless you to be in charge of the head of a house, whether you're a man or a woman, I think you should take charge and make sure that everyone in that house have that same mind that you have. And you being to say, as for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. If you pay the rent, you paying the bill, your kids, and everyone should be your main focus to get them right in the Lord. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. And that's something that I would really like to just hope that everyone would focus on that. If they're blessed to be in charge of a house and a family as the head of that house. And thank you for this opportunity to speak on that.
Okay, thank y'all so much. You know, what's going to make the show possible and make it work is that we come together as a unit and discuss things. And anybody can contact me. They can set up their show. As of next week, we're going to try to go live with it, and it'll be 2 hours. I can give you the information, all the information you need. But the show gonna end now in a couple seconds. We don't have long left. God bless you. I love you with all my heart. Continue to listen to when we're gonna air. I will email you. But I need some rebuttal. I need someone to tell me to go to the next level. So good night. I love you. Continue to listen for Nathan on the Spot. Continue to pray for God to give you wisdom and understanding to do a radio show. And it don't take much to do it. It just takes a good effort. But it is going to help somebody. And I believe in my heart it's going to help somebody. So good night.
Amen.
Good night.
Okay. Good night.
Okay. Good night. God bless you.
Bye-bye.